Hey, Fred, Mike, and Chris, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm great. Yourself?
Yeah, great to talk to you. Congratulations on your team's win yesterday, and for the first time since week three, Fred, you were active and up for the Patriots. Is that a sign that you are getting closer and pretty much ready to play coming off that toe injury?
Yeah, it's starting to shape up, starting to take place. I'm sure a lot of you probably thought you saw a UFO. But no, it was real. It was real. It wasn't a hallucination. You know, you weren't hallucinating. I'm sorry. But I am a lot closer, and it felt good just to be with the guys and to share in the camaraderie and the victory. It felt great, and I'd like to be able to do more of that. So we're at that point, I think.
Fred, we were talking to Danny Woodhead a little bit earlier about the running back room and about the closeness and about the community that exists in that room amongst you guys. Talk a little bit about that. And is the relationship here that you've enjoyed with these guys, is that unique at all to your experience in the National Football League?
It's very unique. I mean, throughout the years, I've experienced some great running back rooms through either the coach. I've had great position coaches since I stepped in the NFL. And it's been awesome. A lot of the backs, too, they've been awesome. But not everyone knows how to share, honestly. You know, some guys will say, it's cool, they'll cheer for you when you go out there. But somewhere in the back of their head, you can kind of sense, you know, a little animosity or a slight jealousness that tends to come. And I won't elaborate on saying names, but there have been a few cases, not a lot. But here, it's just all—it seems all pure and genuine, and it trickles down one from what the coaches are expecting from the players, and that they give each and every one of us a role, and they expect all of us to do our roles the best that we can. And when you have guys that have been around here as long as a guy like Kevin Faulk, who's played the game for a while, and he's had to learn how to understand and accept his role, and become the player that he's become. Because, quite frankly, Kev can run the ball, but he's been used his 12 years to be more of a receiving threat out of the backfield and create certain mismatches. But it starts from having a guy like Kev who's been here, who, when new guys come around, can show you how to do it the Patriot way, as well as just sharing and the opportunities that he's had and taking advantage of. So it makes it a lot easier for us, guys that are new, and guys that continue to come, and we all kind of brotherhood and mess around and have our nights out at dinner and sharing that. We have film studies together at Kev's place. Even though he's out, he's still, you know, in the meeting rooms, and he's still allowing us to do the film studies at his place every Wednesday. So, and it's special, and it's not fake. So, and we all get along quite well. So that's what you love. That's why you love coming to work. And that's why you love getting out of the house when the kids are yelling all day.
Fred, it sounds like the last couple of weeks you have been almost a game time decision, but just by the sound from talking to you here and from speaking with you in the locker room. What goes into that game day process? I know you probably can't tell us too much, but talk a little bit about what it takes to, you know, do they get you out there on the turf? Do they say, okay, make this cut? Let's see you go through these process. You know, let's see you go through this action.
Well, it starts in practice. It starts in practice. Practice is work. It's all a part of it. And the things that goes unnoticed, the classroom, then taking that to the field, making sure you're crisp in each rep that you're taking. And for me, maybe I wasn't as sharp as the coaches would like. And at times I would feel okay, and there are times where I felt like I was drafted in the 9th round instead of the 9th pick. And usually those are the determining factors in that decision-making process regarding whether I'm going to play or not. So it's a certain cut that they want, a certain burst, a certain amount of power. And for me personally, if I'm not having those things and if they're not feeling right, then I don't think getting out there would be the smart thing to do. It would be all premature. But at this point, I have that. And I'm ready to go, but ultimately it's still the coach's decision, and he's going to put us in the best situation to win.
Fred Taylor joining us here on Sports Radio. So I assume that means, Fred, that you know, as you were active, if you were called upon yesterday to carry the football, you would have been able to go in there and play?
Of course. Of course. I'm ready. And like I said, we've been doing quite well. And quite honestly, at this point in my career, it's safe to say I'm a role guy. And as opposed to just saying I'm the starter or the guy, I mean, Ben Jarvis, he's running great. And he's been patiently waiting. He's worked hard. He's listened to Kev. He's listened to myself. He's seen how Kev worked. He's seen how I work. He beats my brain up with questions on, you know, what to do with the certain way to attack a certain defense or the way I've attacked a defense over the past. So he's earned and he's done his homework. And he's a very smart, a very bright, bright kid, and he wants it. He has that hunger, so it's his job. And my job is to go in there and to help Spelling whenever I'm active and just try and give the defense a change of pace and help pound away and chip away at the defense when need be. And that's the type of guy I am. So I'm just basically waiting. When they say it's time to go, trust me, I'll be ready to go.
I know that the Patriot mantra, Fred, is you play whatever game is next in the schedule, we'll prepare for that game. It's the Jets, and it's a week from Monday night, and it's 2-9-2 teams, and people are already talking about this game, as Chris Price called it, the game of the century of this season. We seem to have one of those every year, and it appears to be coming up Monday. Will that, you know, be a focus for you as you hit the gym today? Will that you start to think about your rival coming in next Monday night with the world watching?
Yeah, that's almost like saying, oh, this chick is hot. And then you see another chick. Oh, this chick is hot. The thing is, they're a good team. They're a good team. They've earned their record. Quite like us, we've earned it. And they've won a lot of close ones, and everyone is saying, well, the Jets, they've been a lot of close games, and they barely squeaked them out. But that's what it takes in this league. Nobody cares how you won at the end of the game. As long as you have that W in the win column, that's all that matters. And it's shaped up to be a very interesting game. It's a lot at stake, same division, playing for the first place. And the team that prepares the best and that, well, everybody wants it. So I really can't say the team that wants it the most because everybody wants to win. But the team that prepares the best and executes the best next Monday night is going to be the team that's going to be successful. And they're going to be over there doing their Jet thing, and we're going to be here doing our Patriot thing. And then Monday night is going to be a clash. It's going to be great for everyone, for the players, the organizations, the fans, just everyone, the football world. That's why you play this game, and that's why you love it.
All right, last one for Fred, last one. I know you got to go lift.
I'm going to go lift after this. I'm sorry.
Thanksgiving and family and everything else. I know your son is an awfully good running back there, Kelvin, down there in Florida. I've also noticed in a couple of the spots where, you know, he's not yet committed to your Florida Gators yet. I see Tennessee and the Vols are in the mix there. What the heck's going on? You can't get your son to go to Florida?
The thing is, it's all premature. He attended a Tennessee camp, but that doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot. We're still about 2.5 years out of that window. So it's definitely premature. But I can say, without even asking him or seeing if it's okay to say it, I think it'll be safe to say the Gators have the lead right now.
I hope
but
so.
It's so far out. We're not necessarily thinking about the recruiting process. We're thinking of continuing to strengthen his foundation, which is his classroom, as well as passing these tests, getting ready to take these tests soon. He'll take his first ACT test December 10th, so wish us luck on that. And then from there, sky's the limit. I tell him, you pass his test, you'll have every recruiter in the world knocking at the door, but it starts with passing the test and getting that out of the way.
Fred, great stuff today. Congrats on the team win yesterday. Got to go lift. Appreciate the time, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good day.